Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 15 with verses 21 through 24. Then Jesus went from that place and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out to him, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word to her in answer. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Have you ever met anyone who was tormented by demons? To see them physically manifested right in front of you can make you pee in your pants. Seriously. Your state of mind can be so overcome with constant drug use that Satan will push you to end your life without rhyme or reason. He will say to you, "Die." Once the torment begins, you may never recover until you either pull it off, that is, killing yourself, or you will grow tired of not getting any rest or chasing the tail of temptation. And then and only then can you seek redemption, the kind of redemption that gives you strength to know God firsthand, calling on Him only to thwart the desires of the heart and seek the wisdom of salvation, where you see and feel His hope, His faith, His love of sharing mercy and grace, something you begin to give to others as you accomplish the reason to live. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord, I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. And we ask for special prayers today for a twin sister of a young lady named Jackie. Her twin sister has undergone a liver transplant and has really been trying to get through this process, and it has taken 3 months since the operation. So we pray for her healing. We pray for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend to have a baby to be born. We pray for Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am the poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today was in verses 21 through 24. We have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Demon Torments Daughter Mine." Sidon and Tyre region withdrew, went Jesus. Woman from Canaanite called after Him, David's son, Lord, me pity, have in kind. Demon torments, daughter mine. Her answered, not by Jesus denied. Him asked by disciples why. Away send her, us calling, trying to pry. Jesus responded, Israel's house, sheep lost, sent was I. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruise Williams. It's March 28, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, certainly the argument has been won, and we celebrate that beauty each and every day, that Christ is for everyone. Amen. And we call on Him to bring us rest. Not confusion, not division, but peace. Amen. And we close today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus, as we simply say, God bless you to each and every one. God bless you, Jesus. 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 Oh, only in the name of Jesus. Amen.